This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Welcome to Pharmacy Facts with Friends, the show about living well. Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale Coley and Lauren Young, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3, streaming live at Newhoff.com.
Welcome to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young. Dale Coley will be here in just a moment, but we have our first guest for the night. It is Miranda Rothrock from the Greater Decatur Chamber. How's it going, Miranda?
Hi, Lauren. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. I always appreciate this monthly update from the Chamber so that our listeners can be informed of what's going on, you know, kind of behind the scenes at the Chamber and what they need to look out for.
Well, you know, there's one thing I can always promise. There's never a lack of activity at your Chamber of Commerce. We're working for you, whether you know the issues that we're working on or not, you know. So one thing I wanted to highlight this evening is last week we hosted a Pancakes and Politics event and had a breakfast. And we invited all those that had opponents for the primary, upcoming primary on March 19th. And so we invited everyone that had an opponent, and we had several show up. We had three out of the four corners. We had a couple state representatives, and then we had a new gentleman I had never met. His name was Thomas Clutterbach, and he is running for the 13th Congressional District. And so very impressed with all of the candidates, their platforms, and why they're running. And, you know, it's so important for all of us to take an interest in knowing who these candidates are, you know, why are they running? What do they stand for? How are they going to help our community? And so the Chamber was able to bring folks together and create that event. And so we really walked away with a good idea of what these people stand for and what direction they take. So wanted to make sure I highlighted that because I think it's so important. And you know, that March 19th primary, it's just around the corner.
I can't believe it, just 3 weeks away. And I really appreciate the Chamber having this event because then you're able to hear directly from the candidates. You're able to understand a little bit more about why they're choosing a stance on a particular issue. And as a business owner, you know, you have to make sure you're taking care of not only your customers, but also your employees. And so hearing what these candidates have on, you know, the horizon for what would happen if they get either elected or reelected is very important to make sure they're still going to help move the ball forward for the community.
It absolutely is. And I, you know, I looked around and I don't know any other entity in the community that's kind of bringing that to you. So, you know, having them all in one spot for that 1 hour, hour and a half, and to be able to do the whole question and answer and hear from each one of the opponents on what their stance is on immigration, what it is on some of the laws that have been recently passed, things that are affecting business on a bigger scale, you know. So it's really good. And, you know, I always say there's no dumb question. And I know a lot of folks are a little hesitant sometimes in those settings to, you know, raise that hand. But, you know, we had really good conversations. So, you know, it won't be the last event that the Chamber will put on, but I just wanted to highlight it was available to the community, to our Chamber members. But stay tuned. Be sure to vote in that March 19th primary. I know that's not, you know, everyone's top of mind, but it is so critically important. And and the folks and the things that we're voting on here locally really, truly affect your life the most.
Absolutely. And again, you can go to any of these candidates' websites or Facebook pages to find out some more information. But really getting a chance to see and visit with them at an event like this is really priceless because then you're able to get your questions answered. And sometimes that, you know, 30-second commercial that you're hearing either on the radio or on Facebook or things like that, you might not get all your questions answered. So,
well, you certainly see and feel the passion coming from those individuals and their answers. So
absolutely. And there's other events coming up.
There is. Yes. Great segue. So in about a week's time, we're going to do the Chamber Awards. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this has got to be about one of my very favorite events that we do. And it is so much fun. We've really changed it up. We've went from having it as part of our annual meeting process to having a lunch. And now we kind of have it as a happy hour type deal. And so it's at the Country Club of Decatur. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $50. But heavy hors d'oeuvres and the first drink on us. And so got that drink ticket included in there as well. And we have so many fabulous, fabulous businesses. So we're really excited. We're going to have our Community Contributor Award, mm-hmm. our Entrepreneur of the Year, our Nonprofit of the Year, our Small Business of the Year, and our Ambassador of the Year. So we're really excited about this opportunity and have so many great plans, and so many great folks have already been nominated. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've been pushing out all the nominations and wanting folks to congratulate those that have been nominated and recognized. And we try to make the process easy and simple enough. Shoot us an email. Let us know if you've received good customer service or there's someone that stood out to you that you wanted to be recognized. And so, you know, there's some criteria. You got to be a chamber member. You got to be mm-hmm. a chamber member in good standing. You can't have won the award last year, right? I mean, you know, some of the basics. But yes, it's just a fun, fun event. And just to see the looks on so many of those businesses' faces when they win, and even, you know, it's an honor because I want everybody to win, right? Mm-hmm. I'm one of those that, you know, hey, you get a trophy. But I think that, you know, having those to be nominated and make it to the finalist, I hope everyone's proud of that. So,
well, it's so interesting to see the different nominees. And then whenever you're at the awards, you know, dinner event, you're able to really talk to other individuals, other business owners, and get a chance to congratulate them on doing something wonderful over the last year. And I really appreciate how the chamber always tries to have different new, you know, members highlighted. And so some of the Entrepreneurs of the Year, I know that Dale has won that award in the past, and he was so grateful for that. And it really is other chamber members understanding and appreciating what the blood, sweat, and tears you put into your work through the year.
Yeah, enough can be said about business owners and, you know, proprietors that have created and made their business. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there is a lot of sacrifice that goes into that, and to be rewarded and have that special recognition. Mm-hmm. And we've got so many great sponsors and so many folks that make that happen. But, you know, I can't stress enough, surely you can, you know, give us a couple of hours and come be a part of it and help celebrate these businesses, because that's what it's all about. Without these businesses, where are we going to shop? Where are mm-hmm. we going to eat? Where are we going to go?
That's,
you know,
right.
So we need this, and we need to reward them with that.
Absolutely.
So.
And if you know someone that has been nominated, because like you said, the chamber has really helped publicize those names out there, definitely whenever you stop in, whether it's Jack Kiley at GK9, whether it's Shannon O'Connor up at Briggs Republic, you know, definitely say great job and appreciate what they've done so far.
You know, a little bit of appreciation goes such a long way.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you can still register to come to this event on March 7th.
Yes, yes. Please call us at 217-422-2200. We'd be glad to get you registered. Now, there are no tables. This is total networking, mm-hmm. total fun. You know, we do these awards about every 15 or 20 minutes. So it's really about mixing and mingling and having fun. And then we take the xylophone and we say, okay, we're getting ready to announce this award. Everybody gather up front. Mm-hmm. And so, yes, have that presentation and make sure we've captured all those pictures and share all of that on Facebook and all of our other social media entities and websites. And mm-hmm. so, you know, so grateful for the coverage that we get to honor these business.
Absolutely. And again, it's kind of like the best part of the annual meeting and the VIP expo kickoff party. You get a chance to network with other owners that sometimes are chained to their stores or, you know, their businesses during the typical workday. So this is a chance for them to come out and really celebrate other owners and get appreciated for what they're doing.
Yeah, so we encourage you all to come out. You're all invited. Please come. Please support our local business.
And there's lots of other events that you can go to the Chamber's website and just see that event calendar and see what's new and going on.
Well, right after that, you know, we're going to host an ag cafe, you know, even a week later, almost to the date. So on March 12th is going to be our ag cafe at the Beach House Restaurant. And we are having Brian Duncan. He is the new Illinois Farm Bureau president. So he's coming and going to talk to us about the implications of the Farm Bill extension on rural Illinois. So, you know, that's kind of really important to understand the ag economy, since that's what drives our local economy. So having ADM and Premient and so many others that support that ag industry, you know, we want to make sure that we are educated about those issues and how that affects those businesses. So we encourage you to come out to the Ag Cafe as well. And then that night, because, you know, we just have things to do, we have a business after hours at Hickory Point Christian Village. So everyone is invited to come to that. That is a free event, open. We'll have lots of opportunity for networking and touring and just really showcasing a local business, a chamber member business that's, you know, wanting to invite the community out. And so we're looking for lots of support for that as well.
And again, that's March 12th, and you can come on out. And the chamber after hours are a great way, again, to talk to other business owners and figure out different ways that you can partner and network with them in the community. Things that you might not even understand the Hickory Point Christian Village does and what they're looking for. And sometimes you have a way to have mutual clients that you would be able to connect them to that resource.
Absolutely. Yes, it's a great way to network, to connect and make those friendships and build those relationships, because that's what networking is all about. It's relationship building. So maybe we should come up with a different name besides networking.
And again, if you have any young professionals in your organization, these are great events to get them out and connect them to people in the community. I grew up here, but it wasn't really until I started going to chamber events with Mark Avery when I worked for the Grain Journal that I was able to connect differently to individuals that were in the community and see the best way that we could partner and work on the business and help grow that community here.
Yeah, it's a learning curve for some of young professionals, and maybe you're new to the community, or, you know, it's the Chamber of Commerce is a great way to connect, which is, you know, why we do our tables for 10. And that's on March the 15th. So we've got about three events in 1 week, you know. So, but those emerging leaders, Table for 10, those are fabulous events. And, you know, we go to different chamber member restaurants and bring in just a group of individuals. Go around the table. You get to say who you are. Maybe you're new. Maybe you're not new. Maybe you just want to meet up with somebody different for lunch on Friday. And so we get a lot of that. We absolutely get a lot of that. We have a new member that just joined, and they spoke at the last Emerging Leader Table for 10, and so really found a lot of value in that and just helping to get their business name, you know, out into the community.
Awesome. Well, Miranda, if you have any questions about anything we've talked about tonight, you can go to DecaturChamber.com. Hopefully, we're going to be able to see a lot of wonderful chamber members support the Chamber Awards this year on March 7th. And if you have any questions, please give the chamber a call. There's so many resources that you can tap into as a chamber member.
Absolutely. Yes. Please give us a call, no matter what your issue is. We may not always have the answer, but we'll find someone who does.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Lauren.
We'll be right back.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
I should have checked my battery. That's the most common thing we hear from people after their car battery dies. I should have checked my battery. The one thing you can be sure about car batteries, eventually they give out. And we can tell you when. At Rex Battery, all you have to do is pull up to the store and we'll come out and give you a free battery check. You'll be in and out in just a few minutes, but more importantly, you'll know for sure if you have a healthy battery. If you happen to need a new one, we have a Rex Battery for any vehicle, big or small. You'll drive off into the winter confident your battery will be ready for anything. Rex Battery, 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur.
Rex with a double X battery. Generations of power.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
The Mount Zion Spring Craft Show at the Mount Zion Convention Center is back. The perfect place to find unique, handmade items for your home. The craft show starts Friday night, March 1st from 7 till 9 and continues on Saturday the 2nd from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Admission is free. Food will be available for purchase from the kitchen of Doris Yoder. For more information on the Mount Zion Spring Craft Show, call 864-5424 or facebook.com/Mount Zion Craft Shows.
Isn't it time you start having regular checkups? A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help detect illness early and help you plan for future wellness. Physicians in the Decatur area are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today. A primary care physician from Memorial Care can help you better manage your medications. Having one provider who knows your health can help ensure your meds are working together. Physicians in Decatur are accepting new patients. Visit memorial.health today.
Take charge of the years ahead with a smart, sound investment strategy and business succession plan. Busey Bank's business and wealth management experts help you envision your best future with powerful insights and proven strategies. Building business and growing wealth since 1868. Busey Bank, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you to the limits of your plan. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with promo code CLAY.
Easy Cater presents We've Got Your Back, Up Singers.
Backing you up.
So I order food on Easy Cater for a meeting with a new client in Jackson.
Gotta feed clients in Jackson.
On my way to the airport, it hits me. The client is actually in Jacksonville.
Feed clients in Jacksonville.
So I call Easy Cater. Nina picks up right away.
Gonna fix it for you.
She called me right back and said you're all set.
Nina fixed the Jackson accident.
Jacksident? Easy Cater has your back with 24/7 support. Order at EasyCater.com and know.
We got your back.
Now back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Welcome back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young and Dale Coley. And so far it's been an interesting month of February, but it is Heart Month. So we definitely wanted to have our friends from HSHS and Pericardiovascular on with us. So we have Dr. Patrick Murphy and we have Emily Foster. So welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, we're very glad to have you guys
here.
When
I found out you were going to be here, Dr. Murphy, I said, there's no way. I'm supposed to be working, so don't tell anybody. And I said, no way am I not going to be there just to say hi to you again. Because I met you very early in your Decatur career when you first were coming over here and that type of deal. And what an addition to the community you were, and found that out very, very well because of what was going on at that time with somebody. And it was great to know that, you know, that because I've known a lot of the Prairie Cardiovascular doctors, you know, from Dr. Cola and all the old guys and they were there and now the new guys are coming in and now the new guys are leaving, you know, because they're getting out and I'm still around. It doesn't make any
but 50 years in pharmacy will do that to you.
But it's great to have somebody of your caliber to be in Decatur. I mean that very, very sincerely.
I appreciate being here. It's
a great time to be able to help people the way we do every day. Mm-hmm. Prairie is a wonderful organization. St. Mary's Hospital, I could not ask for better.
I love that. And I think that really speaks well to the mission that St. Mary's and Prairie have in our community. And we're so lucky to have that collaboration and those resources here.
So the National Heart Month, is that what?
Yes.
Is that because Valentine's is in February? Is that when they do that?
That's got to be it. That's a good publicizing.
That's right. Some marketing person really tied that together.
Yeah, I'm sure they did on that thing there. So you got special things going on out there?
For Heart Month, usually we do. I feel like we usually have a big Prairie event in Springfield, don't we?
Well, and
for Heart Month,
when they had the Heart Walk earlier in the month.
Oh, that's right.
You
yes,
know, that was still in February.
That was still in February. Whole different temperature zone for sure. But
I think that was the main one that they were doing in town here for February. Mm-hmm. Daily, we have the patient care that we're given in. And luckily, we have a situation where patients can pretty much find their way in and get their hearts checked.
And what's the best way to get your heart? If you think you might have an issue, you might want to, you're just concerned because you hit that golden age of 45 or 50 like I have.
Yeah.
25 years ago. What's your recommendation on how to access Prairie?
Well, number one, the most important thing you really need to do is to have a long-standing relationship with the primary care physician. Mm-hmm. That's number one. You need that for everything. And then your primary care physician can certainly direct you to Prairie for continuation of heart care. One of the things that we had kind of looked at as a foot in the door is a lot of people in that 40 to 50 year range really don't want to go to the doctor. Mm-hmm. Don't have time. I'm too busy. There's nothing wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm too numb.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Right? And they are too young to have anything wrong. So it's our business to try to keep that the case. But this heart scan that you've heard about, mm-hmm, is a $42 test. It's an out-of-pocket payment because it's not paid for by insurance because, quote, it hasn't been studied year after year after year. But what this test is, it's a CAT scan, very low-dose radiation, much lower dose than your normal CAT scan, so you're not getting zapped with the same amount of energy as you are with the regular CAT scan. So we're not looking for all of the various and sundry things you can find with a regular old CAT scan. But one thing that does show up on this low dose is whether or not there is calcium in your blood vessels. Because mm-hmm, calcium, like the calcium in your teeth and your bones, shows up really nicely on these tests. Mm-hmm. And when people have plaque, when that's the cholesterol grunge that builds up in their coronary arteries, and it sits in your bloodstream, which has a lot of calcium in it, it picks up calcium and will show up on these tests. Now, the thing to remember about this, well, few things to remember. It has nothing to do with how much milk you drink and how much calcium you take or whether you're on vitamin D pills. It's not that. You have so much calcium in your bone that there's always calcium in your blood. So it's not that type of thing. But the other thing to remember is just because you have calcium and therefore have plaque does not mean that you have blockage that's significant. So if you have one of these tests and if you ever have it, you'll see that they'll give you a report that says you are in the 47th percentile of people your age. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean? Means absolutely nothing, except if your number was zero, that meant you had no calcium and pretty much no plaque. But anything else means you got plaque and you are in the coronary artery heart disease club. You've joined, you've got your carrying card and you're right there. And so there are definitely things that you need to do based upon that. And one of them is I just met a lady today in the same situation. she is probably going to get on cholesterol medicine because she has plaque, which means that her cholesterol is too high, irregardless of whatever the number is that came back on the blood test she had last month.
Mm-hmm.
So for her, it's too high, and she needs cholesterol medicine.
I like that you're not taking the cookie cutter approach to it. You really look at the whole mm-hmm. patient. Sometimes, you know, as a specialist, it can be easy to have that myopic point of view. And, you know, the heart is obviously very important, but you want to make sure you're taking care of the patient as the whole.
And it's easy, absolutely. I feel like, to get them whenever you show them point blank, hey, this is what your calcium score is. This is what your cholesterol level looks like. Then they're typically more agreeable to do some, you know, new techniques to treat that, you know, whether that be medications, exercising, diet, that kind of thing.
Is right away, do you anticipate putting somebody, based on their numbers, on a cholesterol, anti-cholesterol medication?
Yes. Yeah. Based upon their numbers, I almost automatically will start a statin drug, okay, mm-hmm. because they've been studied for a long time. We know what they do. If it was up to me, I tell people I would take the fluoride out of the water and put the statin in. That's how important it is. Statins have a very bad reputation.
Yes, they do.
You know, the coffee clutch at the local McDonald's in the morning tells you how bad statins are and how it bothers your knees and your hips. And it's like, no, that's arthritis. You can get muscle aches from the statins, but there are ways to control that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a vitamin called coenzyme mm-hmm. that's over the counter that protects from that. So it's muscle aches that can happen. Some people do have problems with it. Don't get me wrong. There's something called rhabdomyolysis mm-hmm. where the muscles can actually kind of fall apart and explode, which is very unpleasant for the patient. But so, I mean, it's not 100% safe. Nothing mm-hmm. is, but most people don't have any problems. And to go back to your direct question, yeah, I'm pretty much always looking to see if somebody needs to be on a statin.
Mm-hmm. The exercise approach and that type of stuff and diet and all that type of stuff is important, that type of deal, but that will not take care of what you're finding in these type of patients.
No. I mean, if you were to be eating at McDonald's 4 times a day, 7 days a week, you could probably change your diet a little bit and make some effects. But most of us, it's not quite that. It's more of a genetic mm-hmm. makeup of your body that makes the cholesterol that goes into your arteries.
Absolutely. That heart health history for your family is so important yeah. for patients to
and
know.
Absolutely.
Sometimes there's not, you can't really do anything to, you're inevitably going to have coronary disease typically if your family has a history, but there's ways to kind of hopefully prevent how fast that's accelerating.
Mm-hmm.
That's good to know. We had a guy at the hospital who was a vice president of marketing that ran every day, ran like crazy, mm-hmm. ate the right foods, didn't have any of the bad foods and said this kind of stuff. Genetically, his family had he had 300, 280s and 300s was scores on his cholesterol, and it didn't matter what he did. And then you had some bozo like me that eats everything and doesn't, God forbid, doesn't exercise. And you know, mine's in you know, at that time, it's very, very good in 175s and that type of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I found out if I just ran one week before I took the test, I could drop it 20 points.
You are not the patient that Dr. Murphy and Emily want to.
But although he may well be the kind of patient who's going to show up on our table.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you'll see them one way or another, whether you make the appointment or...
Yeah, I was going to say, hopefully he shows up to his appointments.
Yeah, exactly. But I think that, and there obviously are so many people who, when they get to the age of this potentially could be something they need to look at, get to the doctor for, and start researching. Because you never want the first time that you meet your patients to be after some kind of cardiac event or life-altering issue.
Absolutely not. That's the worst way to meet.
Mm-hmm. And so you can, and women, as you know, Emily, mm-hmm. tend to be more the caregivers of the family. And so they tend to put their own health concerns on the back burner. And I know over the past few years, there's been not only the increase of awareness of heart disease in women, but also the different warning signs that women have to look out for.
Women present very, very differently. And really, I guess anybody, they have their own typical symptoms, but women will have like this strange pain, like heartburn, or they're having this strange pain in their back. Sometimes it's something simple as they're just really tired and run down. So I'm always like, I would rather look into the big things versus ignoring it. And then down the road, you're on the cath lab table.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so.
So Dr. Murphy, what can you suggest for patients that might be nervous about coming to see you or Emily or someone at Prairie about an issue? You know, they may have heard at some point along their family history, you know, their uncle might have had an issue, but they might have been 15 or 20 when they heard that story. So they might not know all the information. So what can you do to help alleviate some of those nerves?
Well, I think everybody gets nervous. I mean, nobody enjoys going to the doctor. I mean, it's not quite the dentist, but going to the doctor is not anybody's favorite thing. But the things that we can imagine are the problem are oftentimes not nearly as bad as reality. And God forbid reality is bad, let's deal with it now before it comes and hits us over the head.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it will.
And prevention is so much easier than trying to turn back the clock and, you know, put those good habits back in, you know, your loved one's path so they can do the right thing. So I think that this is a way that they can come in and get this heart screen and get the resources from you guys just to learn a little bit of education about what the best way for them to know their risk factors and find out when is a time they need to come in and be concerned. And, you know, it might not be heartburn. It might be something worse or, you know, when that time is for them to present so they're not missing out on things, whether it's with their children or grandchildren or once they are finally able to retire, they can enjoy that and not, you know, not think, oh, man, now all I have is all day to go to the doctor.
I like your prevention things that you've got, Doctor, you're talking about getting active and things like this. And I'm on my feet 18 hours a day, move a lot, got little grandkids, run around with them. And, you know, I'm not real good at controlling cholesterol. I'll say that. But my blood pressure's always been relatively low. I've always been in, you know, the 112 to 118.
Until he deals with those insurance companies.
Yeah,
I was going to say.
Over 67, 68. And then I'm not a good eater and stuff like that, but I don't need to lose weight. I don't think that much. And I never smoked a day in my life. So that's working in my favor.
That's huge.
And from a genetic aspect, you know, didn't have a lot of heart disease until my grandparents were 95 to 98 and stuff like that. So, yeah, I mean, good genes from that side of stuff. So maybe the good genes will take care of all the bad choices I made when I was a little younger.
Have you got your calcium score?
I've had my calcium score, yeah.
He's going to say it's A+. He's just going to say A+.
I got one of those deals, and it was like less than one on one of the things they did for me.
Oh,
and stuff.
See, that's
like,
good. I've been trying to convince my dad to get one of these for, I don't know, 10 years.
The girls gave me that for one of my birthdays.
We sure did.
And I actually went and did this thing and felt really good about it when I was out of there because, you know. But, I mean, that to me, and I was really terrified to go do that because I just knew there was going to be, you know, oh, this is not going to be good and stuff like that. And it was super, you know, and you didn't feel like, well, I don't have to worry about it anymore. But obviously I hadn't screwed up my body too much if I would.
Right. And as you recall, when you are, you know, you made your appointment. There's a telephone number that I'm sure we'll give out. You call and make the appointment and they set you up. And you come in the front door, they send you to radiology, they have you unbutton your shirt, they put a couple of patches on you, you lay down on the table, you're on the table for probably about 90 seconds. And then they're kicking you out for the next one, and you're done. And then your doctor will have a report within 2 to 3 days.
There you go.
So, this is as drive-by medicine as we get.
And so if there is something on the report that, your office flags as important, is there a way that they can, if they don't have an established cardiologist?
You can self-refer to our office, actually. So you can, we have an access clinic, and you can self-refer. You can, if you don't have a specific provider, or if you want somebody specific, you can usually get in within about 7 days.
So no roadblocks or anything that those insurance companies like to throw.
There's like six of us, nurse, or five nurse practitioners and six doctors to choose from. So there's a plethora.
Well, you can schedule your own heart scan at by calling 217-464-2976, or you can go to prairieheart.org to learn more, or stmarysdecatur.com and get all of the wonderful information from our friends.
Can you do a little commercial for Prairie Cardiovascular while we're wrapping up?
Let's see. Commercial for Prairie Cardiovascular. One of the most premier cardiovascular groups in all of the state of Illinois. It's been established for over 40 years now. You know, between Springfield, Decatur, Litchfield, we have hospitals as far south as St. Louis and then up in Wisconsin. Yeah, it's a great group of people. They are, in my book, second to none. I would not tell many of them that because their heads are already big enough, but it is true.
They have an actual reach out to other states also. I mean, it's not just within the Illinois type situation, and it's well thought of, you know, wherever you go in the Midwest. And, and that has a lot to do with the people that set this program up and then how they vet the people that come into this program, because they get the premier cardiologists and individuals that are coming in the program. And that says a lot about people want to come to Prairie Cardiovascular to work.
Well, the gentleman who started the program was a guy by the name of James Dove, started the practice in Springfield, like I said, just over 40 years ago. And it was the goal to have it be cardiac care in the Midwest, right here at home. Didn't have to go to Chicago, didn't have to go to Cleveland, didn't have to go to Mayo's, although those are all wonderful places.
That's right.
It's hard to make it home for dinner from those places, but yeah.
Well, we appreciate the resources that you guys bring to our community. Thank you guys so much.
And, thank you.
If you missed any part of this interview, we'll definitely post it in the podcast. And hopefully you guys have a nice, great rest of Heart Month as well.
Thank you so much.
We'll be back with more Pharmacy Facts with Friends in just a few minutes.
Set those tee times as Earth Mover Credit Union presents the second United Way Open at Caddyshack Golf Pub in downtown Decatur. $1,500 in prize money is on the line, and it's anyone's to win. Book a tee time to play on the golf simulator at Caddyshack by calling 217-422-4444 or visiting CaddyshackGolfPub.com. When you arrive, tell them you're playing in the United Way Open. Donate $10 to the United Way for each 9 holes you play at Pebble Beach, and you're in the running. Play anytime between now and February 28th. Top 12 scorers are called on Leap Day and are invited to the championship 9-hole round on Sunday, March 3rd. Earth Mover Credit Union presents the second United Way Open at Caddyshack. Can anyone catch defending champion Griffin Sparks? Huge thank yous to sponsors, the Country Financial Agency of Ludwig & Young, the new 4-9 in Mount Zion right next door, Main Place Real Estate Agent Blake Reynolds, the Law Office of Andrew Erickson, Newhoff Media, Jim Broidery by Lance Amos, and Blake of Parlooza LLC.
Hi, I'm Peggy Myers from Hickory Point Bank. We understand the importance of local ownership, stability, longevity, experience, the qualities that assure our customers that we're here not only for their benefit, but for the strength of the community we serve. One thing you could always count on, we'll always be committed to serving our friends and neighbors in Decatur. Hickory Point Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43 plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
First Mid Insurance Group, First Mid Bank and Trust, WSOY, and now Decatur have teamed up to bring you the First Mid Ticket Window with your chance to win tickets to see the beloved Illini play at the State Farm Center. Listen to Byers & Company from 6 to 9 for your chance to win. When they open the phone lines, be the correct caller at 217-875-1340. Keep an eye on the Now Decatur Facebook page for additional chances to win with the First Mid Ticket Window and WSOY.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
Over $6 billion in tax refunds were flagged by the IRS for possible identity theft in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Their U.S.-based restoration specialists are dedicated to helping solve identity theft issues, and all plans are backed by the Million Dollar Protection Package, which means if you lose money because of identity theft, LifeLock will reimburse you to the limits of your plan. Go to LifeLock.com and save up to 25% your first year with promo code CLAY.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Friends helping friends. This is Pharmacy Facts with Friends with Dale's South Lake Pharmacy and Coley's Corner Drugs on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Welcome back to Pharmacy Facts with Friends. You're here with Lauren Young, and we have our friends from Richland Community College joining us tonight. We have Julie Melton and Lauren McGinnis. Welcome back, ladies.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So I know that this is typically the time that we talk about, you know, all great things happening at Richland, and there are definitely some big things happening in March.
There are. This is, as you know, for the last, I think, 11 or 12 years, we've had the Culinary Scholarship Dinner. It has always been in March. But this year, we really wanted to pivot a bit, and we wanted to recognize and raise funds for all of our programs and students at Richland. So we've got some really exciting things planned.
And so that's going to be the Bright Futures Gala coming up?
Yep, our Bright Futures Gala. Or gala. How do you say that?
And so,
tomato.
But there's always been a very positive response from the community for helping Richland in this. The scholarship dinner was always very well attended, even whenever people were doing it from home with COVID. And so this ability to embrace a lot more than just one facet, I think, is really important.
It is. I mean, it tells the whole story of Richland Community College. I mean, we are, of course, our culinary students and our culinary program will be providing the meal. So it's a great way to showcase that portion of Richland while highlighting multiple different areas in students. And we will have students there that evening.
Yes, from various different programs, including the Culinary Arts Institute.
And so, Lauren, you are able to kind of have everyone come together, a bunch of different students come together, and really give people who might not get on Richland's campus a lot a chance to interact with students. And I know working laboratories is always a big part of what Richland does. And if people haven't been able to come out to Richland, and they do want to continue the mission of Richland, this is a great way for them to embrace that.
Yes, they get to hear different stories from students with different experiences from various programs. We're going to have some healthcare students, some workforce training. So just hearing different stories other than maybe just the Culinary Arts Institute stories that they'd been hearing in March. So it's just a great opportunity to tell more great things that we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And again, there is not a traditional Richland student. And so it's always amazing whenever you come out to the campus, and you're able to interact, and you're able to talk to even people in the same profession or the same major that they're going into. They definitely didn't get to Richland the same way. And so that's what's really important. And I think this is a way for you guys to expand that into the community. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
And there's ways that people can also help. I love the golden ticket raffle idea. Why don't you talk about that?
So we're really excited. This is announced tonight at 6:00. We will have our golden ticket raffle live on our Facebook page, the Richland Alumni or Richland Foundation and Alumni Association Facebook page. Mm-hmm. There's a link for a golden ticket for a Taylor Swift Eras Tour experience. So, like, once in a lifetime thing. Mm-hmm. I think if you get to say after the end of this that you got to see the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, it's just going to be something to talk about in 20 years. So it's the tour in the show in Miami on October 19th, 2024. Gives you 200-300-level sideline seats to see Taylor Swift at the Hard Rock Stadium, 2 nights in a standard room at the Kempton Epic in Miami, and a $500 Amex gift card to use towards dining or whatever else you choose. We will announce that winner at the gala on Saturday, March 23rd, but you do not need to be present to win. We only have 120 tickets available at $200 a piece. So it's a great opportunity to see Taylor Swift, but also to support the various programs and the greatest needs of Richland Community College.
And I know that sometimes it can be a little intimidating whenever you talk about giving, because some people think, well, I don't have an extra $25,000 or $50,000 laying around. Can my gift really impact a student? And so I think this golden ticket giveaway can kind of help open the door for new donors and help them understand that, yes, your gift is important and can help.
Yeah, I think so. Every dollar makes a difference. But this is also a great opportunity to have something fun and an experience and a chance to win something very, very unique and experiential.
Yeah, something you can't buy.
Something you can't buy.
I mean, I know that I was one of those people that was sitting online along with my husband, and we were going to go crazy. I mean, we were like, how high do you want to go? And then we didn't get in, thank God, because it could have been really bad.
And there's also a winner's choice vacation package option.
There is. We do know that not everybody is as excited as we are about Taylor Swift. There's a lot of us. But there is a winner's choice
there's
vacation
a lot, there's
package.
There's a lot of closet Swifties. We
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yes. So tomorrow there will be a link for a winner's choice vacation package. Uh-huh. There are 100 tickets available, $100 each, for a 7-night stay for 4 guests to your choice of a destination between the islands in Hawaii, Malaga in Spain, Los Cabos in Mexico, and Bali in Indonesia, which sounds like a dream to me.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so you can, again, there's 100 tickets available for $100 each, and so you can get in on this. I highly recommend that you and a friend, or you and, you know, someone
your
in
chances.
Your family, absolutely, yeah. And get another one of those golden tickets, and you can really embrace the spirit of giving and have something really fun and, you know, an experience of your own to go to enjoy. Yes.
And the nice thing is the culinary dinner for years and years and years has been sold out. So we anticipate this year will be the same. So there's limited capacity, or, you know, people have conflicts. People are busy. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. Your dad just said that he won't be there. So Mr. Coley will not be joining us. But for those people, those individuals that can't join, this is a great way, because these tickets will go on sale tonight. You definitely get ahead of the game.
Absolutely. And again, there's mobile bidding as well.
Yes.
So you can also participate that way. Mm-hmm. Well, Julie and Lauren, thank you guys so much for joining us. And again, Lauren, why don't you remind everyone how they can get in touch on the Facebook page so they can see the golden ticket raffle tonight.
Yes, it's our Richland Community College Foundation and Alumni Association Facebook page. There'll be links to both of those golden ticket raffles with additional information and terms and conditions on how to purchase.
Excellent. And you can always go to richland.edu to find out more information about the foundation as well. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, ladies, and we will see you again soon.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit neuhoffmedia.com.